The prophet Joel, speaking for the Lord, calls for a national return to God through genuine repentance, involving fasting, weeping, and mourning. This call is directed at all the people of Judah, including the elders, children, and even newlyweds, with a specific role for the priests to lead intercessory prayer. The context is a time of impending calamity, where the Lord offers the possibility of mercy and blessing if the people sincerely repent. Joel delivers a divine proclamation, urging a heartfelt return to the Lord, emphasizing internal repentance over external ritual. The instruction is to declare a sacred fast and assemble the entire nation, from elders to infants, to seek God's favor. The priests are commanded to weep and plead that God would spare his people from becoming a scorn among the nations. Centuries later, Jesus instructs his disciples on the practice of fasting, contrasting it with the hypocrisy of those who fast for public admiration. He teaches that genuine fasting should be done discreetly, as an act directed toward God the Father in secret, who will provide the reward. This New Testament teaching reframes the Old Testament call for communal fasting into a matter of private devotion and sincere heart posture. The Psalm of David provides a model response to such a call for repentance as he appeals to God's unfailing love and compassion, confessing his sin and pleading for cleansing. The trajectory moves from a national ritual summons to repentance in a crisis, to an individual internalized instruction on sincere devotion, anchored by a personal psalm of contrition. The connection highlights the consistent biblical emphasis on the authenticity of the heart before God, from communal lament to private discipline. This progression situates the practice of fasting within the broader narrative of covenant relationship, where external observance must flow from genuine internal transformation.